Before beginning this course, be sure you have completed these: Administration Essentials for New Administrators, Administration Essentials for Experienced Administrators, and Troubleshooting Fundamentals. This course will assume that you know the content that is addressed in these prerequisite courses, so you will want to complete them to get the most out of this training. Maria Alonso is a Tier 1 success agent, and she sometimes needs to help customers who have problems with their automated processes and workflows. In this course, Maria will learn some overview information about debug logs so that she can start to build her skills in using this tool to help resolve customer problems. By the end of this course, Maria will be able to define what a debug log is, explain how a debug log is created, set up a debug log for a user, reproduce a transaction to create a debug log, view a debug log, and describe the components of a debug log. There are many ways in which problems with automations, such as processes and workflows, can show up. A customer may say, "My workflow is supposed to create a task whenever a new lead is entered, but the tasks aren't showing up. What's going on?" "I created a process that references an account. I want to change the contact to the new account owner, but I keep getting an error message that says, 'Workflow action failed.' I want to change the contact to the new account owner, but I keep getting an error message that says, 'Workflow action failed to trigger flow.' Can you help me fix this? I developed a workflow to send an email reminder to the account team if a high-value opportunity is still open 10 days before the specified close date, but the team isn't getting the emails. What's happening?" As you learned in the Troubleshooting Fundamentals course, you have a lot of troubleshooting tools available to find the solution for a customer's problem. The knowledge base has an extensive collection of articles that can help you learn more about the issue you're researching, and maybe even help find the resolution to the customer's problem or question. You can conduct a quick search of the known issues database to find out if the problem results from a bug. The issue may have been reported before, so you can search for information about similar cases. You can also ask questions in your skill group's chatter feed. Someone in your skill group may have the answer or may have encountered a similar situation. Or you may need to use a debug log to get a detailed look at how the process or workflow was executed so you can look for the problem spot. So what is a debug log? A debug log is a record of database operations, system processes, and errors that occur for a transaction, such as adding a new lead or changing the status of an opportunity. To set up a debug log, it's necessary to set up a trace flag to specify the information to be included in the debug log. Debug logs are generated when a specified user executes a transaction that requires troubleshooting, such as problems with validation rules, issues related to queries, performance issues related to Visual Force and Apex code, limit exceeded errors, workflow and process problems, data import or update issues, and problems with creating tasks or events. You can see that there's a lot of information in this debug log sample. How do you find the information you're looking for in it? It's actually easier than it looks. When a user attempts to save a record, different types of business logic execute in a specific order. For example, system validation rules are processed ahead of Apex before triggers, which are processed before custom validation rules, and so on down this list. So, depending on the type of action, you'll have an idea of the approximate location of any related errors in the debug log. For example, a customer's workflow may not be executing properly because a field update is creating bad data in a field, which is because workflow rules execute after validation rules. Understanding the order of execution will help you spot the problem in the right part of the debug log quickly. So take a moment to look closely at the order of execution shown here. Let's take a quick look at how a debug log is created. It's simple. First, set up the debug log by selecting the user, Apex class, or Apex trigger for which you want to create a debug log, and then specifying the levels of information to be included in the log. Next, reproduce the transaction so that the debug log can be generated as you perform the steps. Then, view the debug log to find out what is causing the problem with the automation. There's a lot to learn about using debug logs, and Maria will get a chance to work with them in other courses that are specific to her skill group. In this course, however, We'll give Maria an overview of the structure and purpose of debug logs to get her learning started. We're going to use a sample transaction as we show Maria how debug logs work. In this transaction, a process has been created to add an opportunity whenever a new account is added. First, we're going to show Maria how to get started by setting up a debug log for a user. Now that Maria has set up the trace flag for the debug log, she will need to reproduce the transaction so that the debug log can capture the steps. Let's show her how. And now we'll help Maria understand the components of the debug log that was created. If Maria needs to escalate a case for which she created a debug log, she should save the debug log and attach it to the escalation template. Maria can also provide the debug log to the customer. Here are a few things to keep in mind about creating and saving debug logs. Each debug log can be only 2 megabytes. Logs that are larger are automatically reduced in size by removing older log lines. Certain events, such as execution start and finish and code unit start and finish, that are necessary for processing the debug log are not deleted when the size of a debug log is reduced. And each organization can retain up to 50 megabytes of debug logs, with older logs being overwritten after that limit is reached. Here are some key takeaways from this course. A debug log is a record of database operations, system processes, and errors for a designated transaction. A debug log requires a trace flag to specify the information to be included. Debug logs are generated for a specified transaction that requires troubleshooting, such as problems with validation rules, issues related to queries, performance issues related to Visual Force and Apex code, workflow and process problems, and data import or update issues. When a user attempts to save a record, different types of business logic execute in a specific order. Understanding the order of execution will help you locate specific information in a debug log. And creating a debug log involves setting up the trace flag, reproducing the transaction, and viewing the log. Although the information included in a debug log depends on the filters selected during the trace flag setup, the format of a debug log is always the same. A debug log includes a header showing the API version as well as the log categories and filters selected, execution units, which are equivalent to transactions and contain all the actions that occurred in the transaction, code units, which are discrete units of work within transactions, such as triggers and validation rules, and log lines, which indicate the code or rule being executed within code units and which include a timestamp and event identifier. And there are limits to the size of an individual debug log, as well as to the size of an organization's stored debug logs. Congratulations, you have completed the Troubleshooting with Debug Logs Overview course.